Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 101. And today we're talking about how to structure a class. Now, by class, I mean something different from a lesson. Of course, there's overlap in these areas, but what I'm discussing here is how we might teach a class, lead a class, where we're expecting to have several sections to the class. So it's not just us delivering a talk, but interacting and perhaps doing other things with the people we're speaking to. So this is more of a teaching opportunity, most likely, rather than a preaching opportunity. Now, one thing that I've been using for many years now, I discovered when I was doing a module on Christian education at the London School of Theology, is this basic outline. Now, if you're listening to the podcast, you're not going to be able to see this on screen, but I will put a link to the PDF in the show notes to both the video and the podcast. And this is taken from a book called Teaching in Further Education by Curzon. It's on page 277 of the edition I was using. I've adapted it for my own use in my church context for mostly our Friday night classes and or Wednesday night classes when we're teaching through a particular topic. And let me explain it, and then hopefully you may be able to comment and as to what you find helpful and what perhaps you use. So at the beginning, at the top of this class, so let's say I'm teaching something. First of all, I've got the date on there and the title of the class. The title, what is the title? Secondly, what's the subject? Because the subject may not be contained directly or specifically enough within the class title. So what are we really teaching about tonight? And then there's the learning objective in our first section here, the learning objective. In other words, what do I hope when the people leave they will have learned that they didn't already know, or perhaps what they've been refreshed in, or perhaps what they've been reminded of? But what is the actual learning objective? And this is very important, because sometimes we're in love with our material and what we've got to say, we're excited about it, and we forget that the point is for people to actually learn something, not just for us to teach them something. What is the learning objective? What do you want them to be able to do better, to be able to do more effectively? How do you hope that this will make a difference to their lives? What is the learning objective? That's a great question. That may take you longer to sort out sometimes than even the material itself. Then finally, the duration of the class. How long will it last? 30 minutes, 60 minutes, or whatever your class time is. So that's the beginning, the date, the class title, the subject, the learning objective, and the duration. Now, I have four columns here. On the left is the time for each section of the class. How long will we spend on which part? Second column is the lesson content. The third column is the method of teaching we will employ. And the fourth column is aids. What do we need to help us with it? So in the first column, time, 5 minutes for this, 10 minutes for that, 15 minutes for that, things like a discussion section or a teaching section. Then the lesson content, that's point one, point two, the introduction, the conclusion, the main theme of each section. The method. Now, the method could be group discussion. It could be talking in pairs. It could be you teaching something. It could be somebody sharing. It could be watching a video clip. That's the method. What's the method we are using to teach the lesson content? Finally, the aids. That's to help me to think through, what do I actually practically need? Do I need a PowerPoint presentation? Is that what's the main thing here? Do I need the projector? Do I need my laptop? Do I need props if I'm illustrating something with props? Do we need extra chairs up front if I'm going to do an interview between two people or a skit? What do we actually practically need in each of these sections? And then you add up the time for each and you discover there's not enough time. And what you thought would take 30 minutes is going to take you 45. And then you adjust what's on your lesson plan to fit into the time. Do allow yourself a bit of leeway. Generally speaking, if I've got a 30-minute duration, I'm going to plan for the different sections to add up to 25 minutes, giving me 5 minutes of flexibility. You'll usually find you will use those 5 minutes. So that's the most common template I use when planning a whole class, as opposed to when I'm teaching a sermon where it's just me talking to the group. What do you use? Do you have a particular outline that you like to use that helps you to teach effectively and clearly? in these situations, I would love to know if you could leave a comment with your suggestions or your ideas or your feedback wherever you see or hear this recording. I would greatly appreciate it, and so would everybody else who listens to these recordings and watches these videos, because we learn best when we learn in community. One last thing, could you pass the link on to this class to one other person who might benefit? And until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.